Good morning and welcome to the second session of Word and Life for the Winter Quarter. We are looking at a book by Richard Rohr called, where is it now? Hidden Things Hidden. I knew it was hidden. There it is. Things Hidden, Scripture as Spirituality. And we're into the second chapter now, which has to do with getting the who's right, I believe. And my name is Tom Heck. You all know me, I'm sure. I'm the person that kind of works to get the website up and running. And on that website, you can go to the calendar page at any time and see what's up in the way of recordings of, let's say, the previous speakers, because they are pegged right there on the calendar at the date that they speak. So, for example, Keith Forster's presentation last week got up sometime late Sunday, I think, and it's up and available, freely available to hear. You can listen to it and disagree with Keith again if you want to. You know, it's okay, yeah.
It's uncensored.
It's uncensored. Well, not entirely uncensored, Jude. I sometimes weed out extraneous noises and things before I make the final. Yeah. So, let's see. We have a new policy, which was mentioned last week, of the MC being the person through whom announcements are supposed to be vectored for the group. That doesn't prevent you from schmoozing at the breaks or after the thing is over and getting your word out. But please do contact the Master of Ceremonies if you need any help with announcements. Speaking of which, we have Roy Bourgeois coming. You all have probably gotten flyers about that. It'll be next Tuesday. So by next Thursday, this will be over. So you won't hear this announcement again. And he's sponsored by the Church of the Beatitudes, which is this newly formed church clustered around Sister Suzanne Dunn. And seems to be a very affirming movement. Now, our prayer leader today is Hilary Peasy. And Hilary, do you want to come up? Hilary's going to lead us in meditation.
Oh, it's okay. We're going to do a silent prayer today. And did all of you get a small little piece of paper like this?
Some of us do.
There's some up here. Okay, I'd ask that everybody take everything off their laps, free themselves of everything but the paper. We'll recite the prayer together and take a deep breath in and let it out. And then we'll have 5 minutes of silence. I'll ring the gong and then we'll have the Our Father. In silence, I commune with God in the language of the soul. In a time of quiet, contemplative prayer, I close the door to the outer distractions and open the window of my soul. I enter the silence knowing, for God alone my soul waits in silence. I commune with God without speaking, for this sacred sharing is in the language of the soul. An awareness brings me. Here is where my questioning mind finds rest. My body relaxes and my emotions are soothed. I know that I have no other purpose at this time other than to be fully in the presence of God. The silence I experience flows out into the rest of my day as an ongoing blessing.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
much, Hillary, and welcome, everyone. The leadership team, in its wisdom, I suppose, elected me to be the person to introduce the speaker, who is my wife. I think they figure I probably know her well enough to do an introduction, and I'm happy to do that. As you know, I don't need to say much because you all know Anne very well, and you know that she has studied languages extensively, Russian, of course, Latin, Greek, Koine Greek, French, fluent, Italian, fluent, German, quite good. What am I missing? A little bit of Dutch, and not bad at English. And she also has a master's in biblical studies from one of the most orthodox places in the country, which is called the Pontifical College Josephinum. And it took several years to recover from that experience. I kind of partnered her through that. It's in Columbus, Ohio. You wouldn't know it, but that's where it is. And it's actually, it reports direct to the Vatican. It kind of bypasses all local ordinaries and just goes straight to the Vatican for its wisdom. So with that, I will give you Anne. Thank you.